This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Monday. This is Living It Up While Beginning Again. Mm-hmm. We hope you had a great weekend. So, what's going on in the world? Do you have anything you want to bring up?
No, I just you know, always say, you know, TGIM, thank God it's Monday. I mean, some people want to focus on thank God it's Friday, but I like to focus on thank God it's Monday. Mm-hmm. We get to begin again in a new week. And if we had a bad week last week, by golly, we can just pray to God we can have a great one this one.
That's right. Yeah. And that's what we're all about.
Yeah.
So whatever you're doing, we're going to get right into the topic. And here's what it is.
Discouragement halts following through.
Yeah, it stops you in your tracks.
It really does. And I am guilty of this, mm-hmm. as guilty can be.
I think everybody is.
Mm-hmm. It's real easy to just progress stop because you're discouraged.
Yeah.
What scripture are we using?
Well, we're going to, that's right, we just started talking and I didn't think about it. Mm-hmm. It's Joshua 1:9.
That's what inspired us.
Yes. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Yeah. If we can just remember that. If I could just remember that, mm-hmm. I can get, you know how discouraged I can get?
Oh, we all can, sure. I know what you're talking about, but you can.
I get so discouraged, and I just want to give up. I wanted to give up a million times on what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
But it all goes back to the same thing. We know that this is where God has led us and has made it very clear that this is to what we're supposed to be doing. So if I can just, like we talked about on Friday, keep that mindset, keep that thought, it'll keep me focused. And I know the discouragement is just part of anything. I'm not the queen of it. Like you said, everybody has discouragement. Mm-hmm. Boy, if I don't get my thinking straightened out and keep running back to him and reminding me, okay, what? Tell me again. He can just stop me.
Yeah.
He can just totally keep me from following through.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, you know, I'm just thinking of this scripture right now. And, you know, what was happening around this time with Joshua was, you know, Moses led the people out of the Egypt and led them through the desert for 40 years. And right before they got to the promised land, Moses wasn't allowed to go inside the promised land. Mm-hmm. But Joshua was instructed by the Lord to take them in there. Mm-hmm. Well, there they are. They're standing right outside the fruitful and prosperous land of Canaan. Mm-hmm. And because the scouts had gone to look at Canaan and came back and said, there's a bunch of giants, man. These guys are huge. Mm-hmm. There's no way we could defeat these guys. They got discouraged, mm-hmm. and they stood there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then Joshua 1:9, the Lord told them, this is my command, be strong and courageous. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid or discouraged, mm-hmm. for I am with you wherever you go. Mm-hmm. Man, they went in there, and the rest is history, you know? And so, you know, but we may, you know, conclude as well that a good and healthy life is reserved for people who are just better or stronger than we are. Mm. I'm just not good enough.
Mm. That's the enemy.
Yeah. You know, I used to think that.
Yeah.
I really did. That I didn't think I was good enough, you know, and I would get discouraged.
Well, we've
before I came to know the Lord.
We pulled up the prefix dis, and it means apart.
Right.
So if you're discouraged, it means you're apart from having courage.
Right. You're separated from it.
Yes. It's not part of it.
It can be from our past experiences. It can be from hurt from the past. It can be from disappointments. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff can be the dis and discouragement.
Disconnect. You're not connected. Right. You're disconnected.
Exactly. And so, you know, we do, you know, we can be encouraged that regardless of our past failures, and those of our family, we can begin again.
Hello.
Yeah, we can begin again. Mm-hmm. We can find our way out of the chaos of the wilderness into the promised land of productive and healthy living. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you to everyone who's listening right now, everybody has a gift. God has equipped each and every person on the face of this earth, or anyone who's ever been here, mm-hmm. with a gift. It's unique, and it's only yours. Okay? And so we may think, like I was reading, where we think, well, some people just have it better than I do. They got better luck than I do. They've got better circumstances. Maybe their upbringing was better than mine. It's your choice to stay discouraged. It's your choice to stay down there in that ditch. But it's also your choice to climb your way out and to ask for God to help you.
That's it right there.
And when you do that, then your ditch experience, your past experience, becomes your testimony. Mm-hmm. And then you can be an encourager and not a discourager to others. You can encourage them. If I can get out of this, mm-hmm. so can you. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because God has gifted you. You are wonderfully made by the Creator of the universe. Mm-hmm. Please don't ever forget that. Mm-hmm. No matter what discouragement you're going through or what hardships you maybe have gone through or are going through right now, you are wonderfully made by the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
And whatever your gifting is, ask God to anoint it.
That's right. And show you what it is.
Put His anointing on it, because when there's anointing on it, that's just His. That's just His touch.
Yeah, you may be saying, I don't know what my gift is. Well, have you asked Him? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What is my gift, Lord?
Because that's discouraging right there.
Yeah.
When you're not real sure, or it's there. I've been reading a lot about this, and they say one thing that people need to realize when they're not sure what that is, what's the one thing that you're afraid for somebody to know about you? Mm-hmm. What's the one thing that you would do if money was not an object?
That's right.
What's the one thing that you would do if time wasn't an issue?
Right.
What is that one thing that is inside of you that you really think, I'm just going to keep this to myself because I'll get discouraged because I won't get encouragement.
I might be rejected.
Yeah. Pay attention to that. But that's a different podcast.
Yeah, it is.
That you can get discouraged just by not being encouraged once you've, God reveals to you what that gift is. So, but anyway, back to being...
I can be very encouraging, though, when you find out what your gift is.
Sure.
When you ask God to reveal that to you, or when you first give your life to Him, and if you have, ask Him, God, what is my gift? You know, for a long time, I thought my gift might have been, I can be a youth pastor or be a pastor in a different regard. And it may be, it still may be that. But really, God revealed to me that my gifting is evangelism.
Yes. It's effortless for you.
And when he told me that so clearly, it put everything in perspective. Mm-hmm. Because just like a friend of mine who asked me to go to church every week for 5 years, and I finally did, gave my life to Christ. He told me a couple of years ago, he said, the one thing about me is I don't understand why everyone doesn't give their life to Christ. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the greatest compliments that I've ever received. Because mm-hmm. I really don't. I don't get it. I just don't get it, man. I mean, for 40 years, I ran from God. And I'm a big old boy, but I was running pretty fast. But He caught me because He was running the opposite direction towards me. Mm-hmm. And He took me in His arms.
Yes, He did.
And He said, you're not going to be discouraged anymore, son. You are my boy.
Right.
So all of my discouragement that I had felt for so many years became the discourager, became the encourager. Mm-hmm. And the only way that happens is through Christ. That's right. It, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, I just don't get it. that people don't want to give their life to Christ. You know, but I understand why you may be running from Him. Because you don't understand
it. That's it.
And that's okay. That's okay. Our job is not to judge. No. Our job is to love.
And if you want that, pray that the Lord will help you understand Him and know Him, what He's really like, what His character, the faulty teaching that you had, the faulty example, He'll reverse that, and you won't be discouraged anymore. You'll be encouraged.
And He'll give you that strength. He'll give you that courage, man. You know, when I read, like I said in another podcast before, when I read Revelations 19, man, that was the Christ, man, that I could follow.
Right.
I mean, man, I just saw Him coming out of the clouds, you know, with those red flames out of His eyes and the sword coming out of His mouth and tattooed on His thigh, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Yeah, you related to the tattoo.
Yeah. But you know what? I also saw Him just karate chop Satan right in the throat and hold him on the ground.
You could relate to that guy.
Yeah, and he looked at Satan and he said, "This is my boy. And nobody messes with my boy, especially you." That's what He's saying about you too. That's my daughter. That's my son. I died for them. Stay away from them. He loves you. He doesn't want you to be discouraged. He wants to encourage you. The first way that you can be encouraged is to give your sincere heart to Him. That's where it all begins. You know, like I've said before, people ask Teresa or me, you know, how does it feel like to be saved, to know Jesus? Man, I can talk to you until I'm blue in the face. You won't get it until you one day, prayerfully right now, say, "Christ, take my life. Take me as I am." Then you'll go, "Now I get it. Now I understand why they love Jesus so much. It's because they realize that He loved them first." So if you've never given your life to Christ, or maybe you thought you did and you're thinking, "Whew, man, I'm really far off from giving my heart to Him." Well, today's the day. Today's the day to stop being discouraged and to come into the arms of the Encourager. Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, please come into our lives. Please come into my life. I know that You died on the cross, that You were buried, that You rose on the third day. And because of the cross, You say my sins are forgiven. If I ask You to forgive me of my sins, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. I don't want to be discouraged anymore. From this day forward, I want to be encouraged by the Encourager, Jesus. And it's in Your name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, we love you, and we'd love for you to email us at info@livingout.org. Let us know if you gave your life to Christ right then. And gosh, we just want to pray for you, and we'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been good.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit moved in here again. So, anyway, there's nothing else left to say except to remember that discouragement can, if we allow it, can halt us from falling through. But according to Joshua 1:9, we don't have to let it. That's just remember that scripture. Quote it.
Lord is with you.
That's right. That's right. And until we talk to you again tomorrow, keep living it up.
Well, beginning again.
Okay.